Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning and giving y'all a throwback Thursday. Going to be playing some old school jams. Got a archive interview I'm going to be dropping as well. But today I'm going to be showcasing my upcoming artist, God Artist, I Will. We definitely be rolling up in the studio, chopping it up, talking about his new single that I'm going to be debuting today on the show. So y'all definitely got to stay tuned with that. If y'all been checking out these reality shows, y'all hit me up, 347-215-6288. I know I've been getting a lot of emails. People want to gossip and talking about it, but I don't know if I want to chit-chat about them this morning because, I don't know, that's a night episode because there's a lot of stuff been going on. I know one thing. I am very, very, very upset because of Phaedra Parks, the little tea that's been rolling over on her. Because, you know, everybody's been talking about her. I heard an interview yesterday on The Breakfast Club. Peter was on there, and he kind of threw a lot of shade on her. He pulled up some trees and threw shade on Phaedra. But, again, I don't know. Phaedra kind of owned up to some of the things that she's been doing, and I kind of hate that, you know, for her statue of being an attorney and everything. But, anywho, the old lady gang there. Restaurant, I heard, is off the chain. I can't wait to get to Atlanta to check them out. Candy and Todd did a awesome thing opening up that restaurant, and I heard not only that they didn't just rent the property, they bought that property. So if the restaurant don't work out in a couple of years, they still got the property. You know what, Candy, y'all are super smart. Anyway, gonna drop some old school jams from my old school, then I'm coming back with my artist. I Will. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. If you want to hear something, y'all hit me up, 347-215-6288. Don't go nowhere.
Coming in out, Sunday to the very best of yours, truly, Jazzy Sizzle. And I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Carly Ray from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Sizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
This is Victoria. This is Black T2, and we're kicking my girl, Sizzy. She always keep it 100.
I'm out of sight, I'm sorry.
that's how we be riding. Alligator suitcases, put it in your faces. And that's for real, shining harder than the grill. It's the flare of the wheel. Down with the too low, youngster be a dub. So, I'm down with more thugs. More thugs in the bound. You know what's going down, representing H-Town. I touch around my
soul. Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20 inch blade.
Steal my money after I've been like a brother to you? You want to be a ball that bad, huh? I tell you what, you keep this.
Today on the show, I'm rocking with a Houston R&B artist, rocking with I Will. What's going on, I Will?
Hey, what's going on? Everything's good in my neck of the woods.
Okay, in your neck of the woods. So tell the listeners a little bit, I Will. Well, first thing I want to know is, how did you come up with your artist name? How creative that is.
Okay. When I actually came up with the name, it was really like the concept was, if he won't, I will. So it was like it was geared for the ladies, just to let you know, I will. It's just whatever.
Okay.
If he won't, I will.
All right. Well, that's what you know. What I like that then. All
yeah,
right now.
Definitely.
All right. Well, so how did you get into the industry?
Yeah, into the industry, I was just being around the music scene. I had a sister that was in an R&B group back in the day called Joy, and just going up to the studios and just kind of just feeling that vibe. I pretty much fell in love with it, especially when I opened my mouth and I realized, hey man, I can hold a tune, you know. So that tune became just to me, it became more than a tune, and you know, a lot of people just started actually liking my vocal skills, and I just, you know, that from there I just said I wanted to always pursue that star mode to, hey man, I want to do this. So I never lost that passion, and so I can contribute me getting into the game through my older sister.
I got you. Well, let me ask you, what projects are you currently working on right now?
The project that I'm currently working on is a song entitled I Think I Found the One.
Mm-hmm.
It's a R&B ballad love song, but with a up-tempo mood, and then, you know, it's just, to me, it helps bring fire back to that R&B, 90s R&B, but with the 2017 new millennial type, you know, vibe. It's just,
yeah.
That's the song. And so I think it brings flavor back to the game, hopefully. So, you know, that's what I am doing.
All right, then. You know what? I like that. So if you could collaborate with any artist, upcoming or any artist that's currently out there, who would you want to work with?
I like Bruno Mars style. You know, I do like him, and I definitely want to collaborate with Houston's own, you know, queen of music, almost what you want to call it, Beyonce, and
yeah,
you know, and definitely, and Pharrell musically, like as far as production wise, I would love to collaborate with Pharrell because I like he has a different little flavor here and there, and on the rap side, I to like do a little mixture with R&B and rap. I would like to collaborate with Kendrick Lamar. I like his style. So,
I do. I like him too.
He's a real classy dude, man. Real fresh fly. I like that.
Yes,
I like that's how I am as a man.
Okay.
That is the truth.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you, for any upcoming artist that's trying to get their feet wet, trying to get into the industry, what words of wisdom would you share?
I would share for them to be patient, you know, trust in yourself and in your talents and in your abilities, and also, you know what I'm saying, just like I said, don't give up, never give up. I mean, keep going no matter what the obstacles are. I mean, no matter what the trials and tribulations are and at that time, just keep going, because I promise you it will get better. As long as you're knocking on that door, At some point, somebody's going to have to answer. So, you know, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. You have to invest in yourself for other people to take you serious. So wherever you can find that little bit of investment power to just keep yourself going,
mm-hmm.
then take it and go. Don't never stop investing in yourself.
That's good words of advice. Okay. So, well, tell us your social media so the ladies can find you.
Yes, definitely. Ladies can find me on iwillfame.com. anything that you Google, I Will Fang, and that's S-A-N-G, not S-I-N-G, but I Will, S-A-N-G. Anything with I Will Fang, you can find my music, and I think that I know that you would enjoy it because I feel like it's, you know, it's just good music. I got to be confident as an artist or as a person. Anybody has to be confident. So I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but I feel like you will definitely enjoy it.
Okay.
IWillFang.com. That's my Twitter. That's my Facebook fan page. That's my Instagram. And you can even go on YouTube, IWillFangTV, and you will be able to look at some of the videos and whatnot of my music. So, you know, just support that. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. All right, again, that was Houston's own I Will. Gonna drop his single, I Think I Found the One, and you heard it right here at Open Talk 2. Don't go nowhere.
right, you tuned in to my Thursday throwback. And again, I was showcasing my upcoming artist, I Will, and y'all definitely checked out his new jam. I think I found the one, so y'all definitely can find it on YouTube. Y'all check him out on his social media outlets, and hook up with his publicist if y'all want to get on a feature or anything. So, hey, thank y'all for rolling with me today. Got a couple of emails for some joints y'all wanted to hear, and I'm trying to get them on. And if you want to be on the show, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Waiting on my girls to play with the big boys with the rap battle. Y'all scared? Can't be scared. Got to play with the big boys in the yard. Let them know we can do our rap battles as well. And you want to be on the show, hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com, so I can showcase your content on the show. And I'm up out of here.
This is South D. This is Will J. Killer T. Hey, what? Kicking it with the homegirl Cindy. Old and tall, too.
Market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it in, ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will, we gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see, we're a problem for dudes.
That pill, that might work.
SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. The Avalanche can start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say Bills will start hitting them up. Shit's real, let real start ripping them up. Southeast Steel Street, real trill as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically, I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling just too easy, believe me, boy, you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever want it, expose all their components. They love you just for the moment. You gimmick it with your lyrics. The radio gon' endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Cause spittin', so now you're singin'. Nah, I ain't complainin', but it gotta be more to you dudes than the drink and the tea pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changin'. Sell out to the pop chart or your pop and your game bangin'. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Ayy. So there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, a gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog. What happened to the regular nigga? You know what I mean? Just a stand-up guy.
Get your grind on, nigga.
All these motherfuckers got bricks. All these motherfuckers got motherfucking $350,000 cars. Niggas can't pay their lawyer fees. Fuck ass. SD, nigga. We in here, been here. Niggas ain't going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all the cats that made it cool for all of this singing, boys and men, fake-ass MCs, you know what I mean? Y'all made it cool for these niggas to do what they do. Y'all accepted that. Y'all embraced that. We can't co-sign on that.
Cause you like work.